Gracious God, anoint me with fresh oil. James Smith, Gleams of Grace, 1860. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Psalm 92:10. The work of the Holy Spirit in the heart is of the greatest importance. Until we experience it, we are dead in sin. Having once enjoyed it, we often need its renewal. The work of the Holy Spirit in the heart is variously represented in God's Word and is compared to a variety of things. In one place, to the reviving and refreshing influences of the dew; in another, to the quickening and fructifying effects of the shower. Again, the psalmist sings, "I shall be anointed with fresh oil." Oil is a common emblem of the Spirit, who is called the anointing which you have received. This anointing represents His renewing, sanctifying, and saving operations as received and enjoyed by all God's people. This anointing consecrates them as God's kings, and they become the Lord's anointed. It qualifies them as God's priests, and they become a royal priesthood to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. This anointing beautifies them as God's sons, causing their faces to shine and filling them with joy and peace. This anointing perfumes them as God's favorites, and all their garments smell of myrrh, aloes, and cassia. Without this anointing, we cannot reign as kings, officiate as priests, approach God as sons, or rejoice before Him as favorites. The effects of this anointing are many and very precious. This anointing gives us fresh views of Christ, and every sight of Him endears Him more and more to our hearts. This anointing gives us a deeper experience of the truth, and we know more of its power, sweetness, and savor. This anointing gives us more power in prayer, and we plead with God and prevail. This anointing gives us sweeter enjoyment of ordinances, for we see more of Christ in them and are mightily refreshed through them. This anointing gives us stronger confidence in God, so that we conquer our doubts and fears and can trust God in the dark or in the light, on the mount or in the valley. This anointing gives us a delightful savor to our conversation, so that we not only speak of Christ with freedom and of our Christian experience with pleasure, but there is a savor and a power in what we say which produces a good impression in those that hear. This anointing preserves us from falling into temptation. Nothing will raise us above the world, give us power over flesh, or make us a match for Satan, like being anointed with fresh oil. We are regenerated but once, but we may receive the renewings of the Holy Spirit often, and unless we receive these renewings, we shall become dry, barren, lifeless, and cold. There will be no delight in prayer, little pleasure in ordinances, and the Bible itself will become unsavory. We cannot go on long or go on happily without fresh oil. See then what we all need: fresh oil. We need daily to be renewed in the spirit of our minds. The earth may as well be expected to be fruitful without sun, rain, or dew, as for our souls to prosper without frequent communications of the Holy Spirit. We should ardently desire the fresh anointings of the Spirit. He is as necessary to our souls as the vital air is to our bodies. Our natural lives could as easily be sustained without breath as our spiritual life without the Holy Spirit. We should earnestly pray to be filled with the Spirit, that we may live in the Spirit and walk in the Spirit. Gracious God, Anoint me with fresh oil. We sometimes say, beware of a religion without Christ. It is of quite as much importance to say, beware of a religion without the Holy Spirit. Reader, are you one of God's anointed ones? Have you received an unction from the Holy One? Does the Spirit of God dwell in you? Beware, oh beware, of a religion without the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit is in you, He will daily teach you your need of Christ, bring you to Christ, make Christ precious to you, and lead you to glory in Him and in Him alone.